On the war. I mean, we need to show this here also. I mean, this could be a little bit of that start building up to a huge war, but also people working how to avoid it. How to stop wars. And so far, many have even ridiculed people, pacifists, peace fighters, peace promoters or proponents. But now, when it comes closer, then things happen. People start to wake up. It's nothing romantic, nothing beautiful in it, except maybe for some kshatriyas who even enjoy fighting out there on the battlefield. But when big wars today flame up, they are not fought only between professional soldiers. It's like, I'm looking at the history of Sweden, 16th century, big war times here. This young girl who just got pregnant and have a little child with her beloved new husband. Beautiful life in front of them, a nice home. And then one day he's called into war. What for? Well, because the king wants that, and he trusts the king, of course, everyone trusts the leaders, whether king, president, prime minister, whatever. That's how people are, and they have not much choice anyway, because otherwise the real soldiers will come and pick him up. So they hug and kiss, and a little kid down there clings on to daddy's leg. And they say here that 85% never came back. And I would say that may be what's going on in Ukraine now. Something like that. These Ukrainian soldiers. Of course the government will tell you that no, hardly anyone gets killed here. But they're disappearing, and the women stand there on the street. I saw a video of one shouting, our men are just disappearing. We never hear what happened. They are not declared dead. Thousands of men just disappearing. So, when the going gets rough, the rough gets going. And unfortunately, the ruffians are often the ones in charge up there, sitting in their safe bomb shelters, sending out these young men and women now, and old. Towards practically a sure death. so much pain. So we can show this woman or these women. And when it's all ruled by those, yes, imperialists up there, the global power people to whom the government in your country have become merely a colony. And they are perfectly using media to make everything look exactly the way they want. Our heroic men are going out there and defeating the enemy who are dying by the masses. While it could be completely the opposite. Which, again, Ukraine serves as an example of. So, in our story, this is the end of war story. I'm just using real life examples. We then come to a point that may seem hopeless. But then, plot twist, usual thing. Step forward, the women, the mothers, from all over the planet. Getting together for peace. You know, the peace movement becomes huge. And those who run that, they are real peace makers. They know. They've studied it for 100 years. You can. And then all these women, they say, yes, our husbands are not going to go out there and die for nothing. Our sons are not going to go out, and our daughters. And we are not going to go out to fight other brothers and sisters and husbands and wives. Stop. Something like that we can put. I mean, yeah, there should be some power here.